I'm Janine Roberts, and you're listening to Gothic Family Saga. This is the very first episode, and what I'm going to be talking about is a certain genre of fiction called Gothic Horror Family Saga. And you can probably guess that my favorite author is V.C. Andrews. And when I say V.C. Andrews, I'm being inclusive of all of the books with the V.C. Andrews trademark. Now, V.C. Andrews died in 1986, so most of the novels were written by the ghostwriter, who was later revealed to be Andrew Niederman. And I'm not one of these people who only likes the ones that were written by Virginia Andrews herself. I really enjoy the ghostwriter's work as well. So when I talk about V.C. Andrews novels, I'm talking about that trademark as a whole. So I realize some of the books are kind of racy. The topics covered in these books, if you're not familiar with them, dysfunctional families with secrets. Unfortunately, sometimes there is incest. It's a bad thing, but this sort of thing does happen to people. And there are young girls who have been abused. And, you know, for some people, this might trigger them. But for others, it might make them feel like they're not alone, that this is something that does unfortunately happen. That's not all the books are about, but they're kind of known for that because Flowers in the Attic is probably the most famous book, and it's kind of a weird book. There are a lot of weird people in this world. There are a lot of dysfunctional families. Some of it might be relatable, some of it may not. But the older I get, the more realistic these books seem because this stuff's out there. There are certain underlying themes. You know, there's usually a young girl who is, you know, misunderstood, mistreated in some way. There are secrets that are revealed sometimes about the family itself. There is an element of romance. And sometimes it's a series and then they go back and do a prequel at the beginning, you know, maybe about the parents or the grandparents, how things all started. There's usually a stern grandmother or a principal. And, you know, there's a lot of times there's a character like a sister who's jealous and hateful and just kind of out to get the heroine of the story. They're just really entertaining. The next episode is going to be a review of what I think is my current favorite V.C. Andrews book. It's an oldie but a goodie, My Sweet Audrina. I recently reread the book, so tune in for the next episode. If you want to hear more about these books, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. I'm going to be giving reviews that you can listen to before you read the book, but then I'm also going to be doing reactions where I delve in a little bit deeper and give spoilers. So those are good to listen to afterward, you know, just to kind of hear what somebody else was thinking, and meaning me, what kind of hear what I was thinking and how I reacted to what you just read. So it's going to be fun. I started reading these over 20 years ago, well over 20 years ago. I think I've read about 45 of them. I had to kind of go over the list and I just went by the ones where the covers were really familiar or the characters' names. I can't be sure, but I think I've read about 45 of them. Seven of those older ones I reread recently, including My Sweet Audrina. And I've also read about six of the newer ones. And when I say new, I'm talking about 2016 and newer. So I have read a lot of books this year, at least 13. And I am on a roll and I want to talk about it. And I feel like there are not a lot. I've heard a couple of podcast episodes that reviewed V.C. Andrews novels, but there's just not a lot out there. So we're going to talk about V.C. Andrews. We're going to talk about Andrew Niederman, the ghostwriter. We're going to talk about the books themselves. It's going to be a great time. And, you know, maybe I can inspire you to read more. You know, maybe after listening to a review, you can decide whether or not a particular book's for you. So be sure to listen to episode number 2, where I review My Sweet Audrina by Virginia Andrews herself.